From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. An all-state slate of speakers, including innovative Alabama farmers, headlined the Farm and Land Expo in Birmingham back on August 4th through the 7th. The Alabama Farmers Federation's 50th annual summer conference focused on improving farmers' bottom lines through an array of workshops and farm tours. Federation President Jimmy Parnell says the event offered the 650-plus attendees fresh perspectives, fellowship, and a refreshing respite from daily stressors. Reduced domestic and international demand for pork is hitting Tyson Foods, one of the nation's top pork producers. The Arkansas-based meatpacker reports the company earned approximately $25 million from its pork business for the 3 months ending on July 3rd, about 63% lower than the same quarter in 2021. The company reports that China, the biggest consumer of pork in the world, is buying less pork from the U.S., as are American stores. American shoppers struggling with inflation are looking at higher beef prices continuing in their local meat cases. Because of high beef prices and severe drought, ranchers are forced to reduce their cattle herds. Grain prices have dropped to their lowest level since Russia invaded Ukraine, but Reuters says that might not mean lower food prices right away at the grocery stores. Corn futures have dropped 26% since hitting a 10-year high in April. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.